That's Zed on Quinny's Best Variety Mix 97. I'm Sean Kelly, Orlena Kane, Alana Cameron in the studio this morning. It's 8:51. Showers are on the way on this 9th of May. Yesterday, we found out in the afternoon that Dr. Robert Vaughn, known as Doc, passed away at the age of 81. Longtime owner of the Belleville Bulls, a longtime doctor in this area, and our deepest sympathies out to the family. And there, it's a well-known family, well-known hockey name throughout this country.
Legacy, really, in the franchise.
Exactly. And we had Steve Bancroft on last hour talk about his memories as a former Bull. And joining us this morning from the Collingwood area this morning, we have Scott Thornton. Scott, good morning. Thank you for doing this with Mix 97.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, guys.
Well, when you found out yesterday afternoon that Dr. Vaughn had passed away, what was your first thought?
Yeah, obviously very sad. Doc was a big part of our lives for most of us, our hockey players. We were taken out of our homes at a really young age, and 16 years old, I went to Belleville, and it was Doc Vaughn and family, Lewis and the kids as well, that really made us feel welcome and comfortable in that city. And yeah, he's going to be missed. I know that, I was at his last birthday party that his son Brad hosted, which was great to go and see him there and visit again. And he was just up here, I believe it was 2 years ago with Lois, and had a dinner with them as they were traveling through town. And, he's going to be missed. That was a huge, impact in that community when he brought the team there, and a lot of good times, a lot of good memories.
You know, Scott, you moved to Belleville at the age of 16 from London. I think it might have been peace of mind for your parents. I can't speak for them when they met Dr. Vaughn, knowing that Scott's going to be in good hands here and somebody's going to be looking for the best interest for our son.
Absolutely. And you know, Doc's annual summer barbecues that he used to host out on the bay at their house, I shouldn't say just Doc, Lewis obviously was a big part of that. You know, that was my first introduction to town. You know, once you're drafted, you get invited to this barbecue, and it's the alumni, a lot of old veteran players, but it's also families, brothers, sisters, mom and dad. And so you kind of get a really good family environment that's presented to you there, and you certainly feel comfortable, I guess, knowing that other players have gone through there and enjoyed their time there. And it was a fantastic barbecue. And when I look back in all my years, I went obviously when I was playing there, but I went after as well. I had a nephew of mine that played in Belleville, Cody. And so I went to his barbecues as well, after the fact. So, you know, it was a very strong family environment. Doc would have us players out for dinner. And certainly above and beyond what I would say a normal kind of sports owner would do.
What was this feeling or message to you back in 89 when you and your and Steve Bancroft and Rob Pearson all got drafted at the same time, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the NHL? What was his feeling? What did he say to you? He must have been like super elated and proud.
Absolutely. I think he was very proud of the fact that, you know, he had a strong team and had three players that were all drafted that year. Most importantly, all drafted in the first round. It was quite a remarkable time. I don't know if that'll ever get repeated. Doc was proud of us here regardless. He loved the players. He loved, he loved all the guys, not just the ones that were drafted, but he was proud of Belleville. He liked having, you know, we had Danny Quinn and, you know, Troy Crowder. We had a lot of, you know, names up in the rafters there that came before us, and Al Iafrady and guys like that all kind of made it through into the NHL. And those are the guys that we really looked up to and tried to be like.
Well, thank you for sharing some thoughts this morning on your time with the Belleville Bulls and Dr. Robert Vaughn. We appreciate this morning, Scott.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate it, guys. Very sad to hear. But obviously happy that Doc led such a fulfilled life, and condolences out to the family, of course.
How are you keeping? How's things in retirement for you?
Pretty good. Keeping busy. My kids are both out of the home now, so we're empty nesters up here, and but we've got some new property, and so just working away out at the farm.
Yeah, you're still working hard, eh? Body can handle that work.
Well, you have to keep busy. If you don't use it, you lose it. So you definitely want to stay active.
Are you going for the Sharks in the final, down to the Final Four now in the NHL, being a longtime Shark?
No question. I was up late last night, and everybody's rooting for my cousin Joe there. And what a series that Colorado, back and forth from shift to shift. The momentum was changing, and that's what playoff hockey is all about. And, you know, I look forward. They're in tough now against St. Louis this next round, but they're driven and determined and excited, and hopefully I get out there to catch a game in the next round here.
Yeah, we were talking about this morning on the show that we're all kind of pulling for Joe Thornton. It's his Ray Bourque moment, if you know. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, I played against Bourque in when I was with Dallas. We played against Colorado in the finals his first year in Colorado. We beat him out. But that was huge. And we felt the weight of that playing against him. I never felt bad beating him, but we definitely felt the weight of everyone wanting him to win. And he was fortunate enough to win it next year and get his cup. And I'd love to see that happen for Joe.
Scott Thornton joining us this morning from Collingwood area. If you're talking to Joe next time, tell him to shave that god-awful beard.
Oh, come on. It's beautiful.
All right. Thanks for this, Scott. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Scott Thornton joining us this morning. On-air job fair with Career Edge at Mix 97.
Trenton employers seeking a full-time steel sales clerk assistant for immediate full-time employment. Job duties include data order entry, general administrative duties, provide support and assistance to the sales team, consult with clients, and assess client needs. More details on this job and qualifications, go to Mix97.com. Career.